Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Karen Smaby makes books. She has cut, folded, and bound books for years, and along the way, she's helped hundreds of young people to discover and share the joys of her art.
I guess I always get an incredible satisfaction still after making books for 30 years. I still get just the same thrill out of the fact that you start with a pile of paper and cardboard and other things, and at the end you really have a real book. That is just the astounding factor to me. The pleasure in teaching is that I get to see that excitement. For everybody who makes one, it's still just this thrill to go, oh, it's a real book. Just by coincidence, in my very early 20s, I happened to read a magazine article in a little co-op magazine about making books. And there was just a short article about bookbinding and a reference to a pretty well-known, at the time, bookbinding book. And it seemed like a perfect match for me because I liked making things and I loved reading. And that was really my first introduction to even thinking about that books are something that you can make. Also, the strange coincidence that part of our co-op was a guy who'd been trained to make books in a monastery, and he happened to be on the board of directors of the co-op the same as I was, and he was willing to have me come out to his shop at home and teach me how to make an actual real hardcover bound book. I did that, and that was really the start of just my interest in learning more about bookbinding. All those experiences were just like strange coincidences that it worked out for me, because when I moved to Grand Marais, who would have guessed, but Scott Hoosby is a bookbinder here. So I screwed up my courage to write him a letter. Well, actually, at the time, I thought I knew a lot about bookbinding and that I would offer my services in exchange for his skill in teaching me. And of course, within about a few minutes of being in his shop, the main thing I learned is that I really didn't know anything about bookbinding. So Scott really helped me a lot in just specific techniques, and also got me going to Guild of Bookworker seminars that are held once a year and that have professional people teaching, passing along their skills. One of the things that was interesting was that one of the presentations was about teaching bookbinding in the schools. And at that time, the Art Colony was really promoting art a lot through the local schools. So again, just by coincidence and luck, I got involved in that with Tamara Anderson, teaching our first class on bookbinding with kindergartners. So many different kinds of varieties of books that you can make, and the real simplest ones, all you really need are bone folders and pieces of paper and needles and thread. So that would be the first introduction to bookbinding, is just learning how to fold paper with a bone folder and looking at a sheet of paper and seeing how many different ways you can fold it. So that's what we did with younger students. As you do more complex books, you need more equipment. Again, just by coincidence, things fell together for me that I was able to obtain like a large paper cutter and some presses, and that helped me set up a shop. So I had equipment for a variety of books myself. Probably since I've started it, my experiences in making books have just shifted over time, depending on who I've had the opportunity to have people support me throughout time. So when I first moved here, after a bit, I got involved with the Art Colony, and that really was a huge support to me. Teaching classes helped me, was good for me just to learn more about bookbinding. Each time you teach, you learn a little more. And the financial support was incredible, and just the artistic, being around artistic and creative people has been the greatest thing ever for me. Then I became involved with the Fiber Guild, and really the beading and working in the textiles and the handmade paper, and that was really another field that I explored a lot. The books that I make are mostly blank books for other people to write in. Marbled and paste papers, handmade papers, all in a way to try and just have fun with more aspects of the book. Initially, to be able to buy expensive decorated papers and nice book cloth, that was real exciting. But over time, you realize that the more you can personalize what you're doing, it makes it much more interesting binding. So I've really experimented in all the paper and textile ways, not so much ever leather, because that seemed like a whole separate thing. But realizing that if I could stick with paper and fibrous things, that I could delve deeper into that. Putting my own voice into books is something that I'm definitely looking forward to doing more of in the future. It's taken me a while to get to that, to realizing that I have ideas that I could communicate through my books and use my skills as a binder to really make that and a more important piece. So in the bookbinding world, it's the conservatives, the book conservators are at one end and the book artists are at the other end. Ideally, you'd be a perfect person right in the middle to have the skills of the bookbinder, but still have something to communicate like the book artist. In meeting with people like that at seminars and stuff, they'll usually be kind of on the opposite. That's the little contrast between them is the conservators who are real serious. Well, they have those books, they make those nice artist books, but oh, not very well made. And book artists would say, oh, you know, perfectly made book, but where's the personality? We use books so much every day, but never think about how they're being made. And also, there's just so many different book varieties that you can make, like from a serious leather-bound, perfectly made journal to, you know, the super simple things that a kindergartner can do and still have the same thrill, or a simple kindergarten form that because you do something to it, it's just a little bit different and exciting. I feel like I have some skills in bookbinding for sure, but I would like to expand now more on the book artist part. You know, I think of all the things that happen and you think you lead kind of a boring life and that there's not too much to write about, but then as you get older, maybe it's part of being older, you realize, oh, actually, I do have something to say if I wasn't afraid to say it. So that's what I'm thinking about for the future.
Book artist Karen Smaby. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.